Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1541, Overcoming an Unhealthy Relationship with Food by Crystal Cargas of crystalcargas.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, but always with a bit of my commentary at the end. All right, with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. Overcoming an Unhealthy Relationship with Food by Crystal Cargas of crystalcargas.com. Quote, health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. The enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of health is one of the fundamental rights of every human being without distinction of race, religion, political belief, economic, or social condition. World Health Organization, 2006. From an outsider's perspective, I gave the appearance that I was doing everything possible to be quote-unquote healthy. I ate an array of fruits and vegetables. I turned down desserts and ate a minimal amount of sugar. I rarely skipped a day of exercise and ran several miles every day. From society's viewpoint, I was successful when it came to doing all the quote-unquote right things for being healthy in the eyes of our culture. However, I was killing myself in the process. In fact, doing all the things that were supposed to be healthy were actually hurting me physically, emotionally, and mentally. My eating habits were rigid and obsessive, negatively impacting the quality of my life. I had sacrificed relationships and experiencing the fullness of life because of the time and energy that my unhealthy behaviors occupied. Truthfully, nothing I did was ever enough. There was always another pound to lose, more ways to control my food intake, or longer distances to run. These sabotaging behaviors with food and my body were a vicious cycle that ultimately developed into a full-blown eating disorder. The sad thing is that diet culture is so prevalent in our lives every day that it has become the new normal. We sacrifice everything that is truly important and meaningful for the sake of following a quote-unquote healthy diet, but there is nothing healthy about this. The dangers of dieting. Whether you have struggled with an eating disorder such as anorexia, bulimia, or binge eating disorder, chronic dieting, or any form of disordered eating, having an unhealthy relationship with food can cripple your ability to truly thrive in life. Sadly, unhealthy eating behaviors are often hidden under the guise of being healthy. But what is being sacrificed in the name of health? Maybe you've missed out on important moments with your children or family because of fear of eating certain foods. Perhaps you have found yourself stuck in a cycle of guilt and shame when it comes to eating and how you feel about your body. You may go through diet after diet, only to find yourself frustrated with an unsustainable way of living. Our culture has trapped us into a belief that our health is defined by numbers. But our health encompasses so much more than weight, body mass index, and clothing size. Health is reflective of the nature of our eating habits, how we treat our bodies, and the quality of each aspect of our lives, not just simply how much we weigh. So how do you begin to transform your approach with eating to one that is more compassionate and conducive to a fulfilling life? This is a process that unfolds slowly, but ultimately leads to overcoming the dieting mentality that can often leave you frustrated, dissatisfied, and mistrusting of your own body. Practice awareness. Cultivating a healthy and satisfying relationship with food begins with understanding where you are. Coming to the realization that dieting simply doesn't work is the first step toward reclaiming your life from self-sabotaging behaviors around food and your body. Take a realistic assessment of the current behaviors you are engaging in and ask yourself if these efforts are benefiting your whole life or bringing you down. Truthfully examining your life in this way is not easy and can even be painful, but this will help you better understand how to move forward. What have you given up or sacrificed in your pursuit of healthy eating? Do you feel unhappy in other aspects of your life as a result of your food behaviors? Being aware of where your relationship with food and body is now is fundamental for change. Redefine health. The definition of health has sadly been hijacked by a multi-billion dollar dieting industry. We are taught that we are healthy if we deny ourselves pleasurable foods, exercise religiously, and kill ourselves in the process. It's time we wake up and redefine the measures by which we determine health. Understand that achieving a certain weight through unrealistic means is not a healthy behavior whatsoever. Nourishing our bodies appropriately and cultivating an approach toward living that encompasses self-care and body appreciation are indicators of good health, not the pursuit of weight loss. Ultimately, we are healthier individuals when we adopt this type of lifestyle that supports every aspect of our being, including our physical, mental, spiritual, and social wellness. Fear-mongering in the name of health is commonplace in our culture, but rejecting this definition of health can support an entirely new way of living and thriving. Seek professional help. Exposing unhealthy thoughts and behaviors around food and the body can feel shameful or embarrassing at times. Perhaps you feel like you are struggling through this confusing journey alone, unsure of how to piece together the different parts of your life that are controlled by an unhealthy relationship with food. It's important to know that you are not alone. Seeking out professional help can be instrumental in helping you overcome an unhealthy relationship with food. This may include working with a registered dietitian who specializes in intuitive eating and a therapist or counselor to begin renegotiating how you approach food and body. Above all, know that you do not need to sacrifice the things you love or enjoy anymore. You can rediscover what health means for you outside of the confines of a sabotaging dieting culture. Ultimately, your life is worthy, and you are deserving of wellness in each aspect of your life. You just listened to the post titled, Overcoming an Unhealthy Relationship with Food by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, so you've heard me talk about this before. I have a chronic disease. I was diagnosed with this disease when I was 19 years old. Now, let's think back to the World Health Organization's definition of the term health. Again, here's how health is defined. It is a, quote, state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease, end quote. So technically, I don't have complete physical well-being since I have a chronic disease, right? Or do I? What's the difference between the word health and well-being or wellness? Well, think of wellness this way. Wellness is all about the behaviors you're performing to improve your physical, mental, and social well-being. It's the behaviors you're doing to improve your overall health. So even though I may have a chronic disease and technically don't have complete physical well-being because of that disease, I am still achieving wellness. That's because I eat mostly nutritious foods most days. I exercise regularly. I manage my stress most of the time. I get plenty of sleep most of the time. I do visit with friends and family safely, of course, given the pandemic. So I'm doing things to maximize my health. I'm participating in behaviors that maximize my overall health. So even though I do have a chronic disease, I am trying to do what's best for me. And that's what Crystal is telling us. And I hope you are able to do the same. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.